Up and walk pretty good around over the hills and roads. And then we have, of course, we have a mud turtle. Mm-hmm. It's all on the same thing, only he's bigger and gets bigger, and he stays around the waters. He's a, this other one's a dry land fella. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, how about, now this is something that you find in the creeks, I think, and it's got claws on it.
Now that's a terrapin.
Oh, they have claws on them.
Yeah, they have
got them. Well, what about
a turtle. That's a turtle, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They'd be in the water.
They'd be in the water. They stay around the water.
Well, how about a little thing that sometimes, I think people use these for bait sometimes. They're not very big, and a lot of times in a creek or something, you turn over a rock, and it'll swim backwards. And it's got a shell of a thing on it. I believe it has some claws.
Yeah, it's a terrapin. I mean a turtle. He'd be a turtle.
Well,
that's a
crawfish. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, a crawfish. Now, that is. Yeah, that's a crawfish. Yeah.
Is a crawfish the same as a crawdad?
Yeah, yeah, they are. The crawdad and the crawfish is the same thing.
Have you ever seen something that... Of course, it'd be in the stores, maybe. It's like something like a crawfish, but it comes out of the ocean.
Yeah, that's that would be, there's a crab.
Yeah, and then...
Then there's a...
Shrimp.
Shrimp.
Mm-hmm. So they have... And yeah. You can get those, and they have those in
Yeah, they have a shrimp in the store. They don't have a crab that I know of mm-hmm. in the store. But
the shrimps, you
can. Yeah, do the shrimp.
Now, talking about insects... There's an insect that will come in at night, and if you let it, it'll come in, but it'll fly around a light. It has white wings, and it'll always want to get around the light.
Well, some call him a cantalite. Mm-hmm. He's called a cantalite, and
would it be a type of moth?
Yeah, they're in that moth family. Mm-hmm. Now we have out in our garden now, we have that moth, or that same type of outfit, and he's a white fella, a little white fella fly, and he lays these eggs on these cabbage that these worms hatches out from, and just eat them up and head around here.
Those moths?
Yeah.
And then those worms will turn into...
Yeah. They come, them eggs comes into worms.
And then the worms...
Worms eat the cabbage.
Yeah, and then after the worms get big, do they...
I really don't know what goes with him. He may make something else, all
right.
I was
wondering if it turned into moths.
Well, I guess he does. They've got a way of propagation, yeah, but they do that all right now.
Well, what about those things that will get into your clothing and eat the holes in the...
That's a moth. That's a moth, all right now. They're bad on yarn clothes. That's the worst thing. They work on
more.
Yeah, they work on yarns. Worse than they do cotton clothes. Yeah.
Well, was there ever very many of those?
Well, I guess there is. Now you can use the things that you can put in your clothes to keep them from doing that. Mothballs, you see, they're stinking outfit, and they somewhere or other they prevent them from doing that. They either kill him or that scent keeps him away. I don't know what she does, but it does. It's a deterrent to them, all right.
Well, what about that insect that flies around with a light in its tail?
That's a lightning bug. Yeah, they call them a lightning bug. You see them in the summertime, warm weather, in the yard here. And he's called a lightning bug.
Well, there's an insect that flies around, a lot of times around ponds, and it's got a long, thin body and filmy.